Before we start the show, we just want to let you know we're a part of Bard Rock Network, sponsored by Dragon Master Games. Dragon Master Games is a local game store with an online storefront where you can get TTRPG products and collectibles, including trading cards. Just go to their website in the show notes and write in the comments, Bard Rock Network sent you. You can also support the network by subscribing to our Patreon or Ko-fi to access network-wide bonus content, get shoutouts on network shows, receive network swag, and get invited to our several annual community game nights. Anyway, on with the show.
Last time on Monster Cafe.
I want to resolve this bloodlessly, but it involves the signing of a contract, as I'd like to do. Basically, I want us to both notarized say that the prophecy is null and void. There's no conflict between me and the Van Helmans family. And then we part ways and we never deal with each other again. Oh, and you give me my rock back.
Tell you what, devil baby. We're going to talk about it. We'll give you a call back.
All I heard was we got 2 hours to get shit set up, so let's go!
You know you need to get near the festival. That's the one thing you need to be in earshot of the live music. You need professional musicians, and David needs to do the chant in earshot of them. So,
okay.
So how do you go approaching the town? You just roll in the main road? Are you like going off-roading to like try and get behind where the festival is or something? Do you have a plan to distract Lucy? Or is your plan just everybody else is going to go in guns a-blazing while David does the Baby Shark song?
Now, is she at the festival? Or were we meeting her elsewhere?
She's waiting at the mayor's office for you.
Okay.
You get the impression she might show up if she detects big magic going on.
I hate to suggest it, but should we split up?
I think that's a really bad idea. I think our response to her suggestion is going to be the big magic we're about to do. And, he's going to show up guns blazing, but we've got guns too. You see Archie just attach the minigun to the tripod stand. He's like, I'm going to stick this shit on the top of the RV and we're just going to go at it.
You all remember the 1990s Turtle Van toy from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, where one of the side doors just opens up and it's got a minigun mounted on it. And a, like,
yes.
That's what Archie's got rigged up to this RV. It's just the awning opens up and there's just a Gatling gun and an easy chair. I feel like because this thing needs to be mobile, Eddie's just driving it and occasionally firing a bullet out of like their 9mm out the window at a random werewolf.
I love that.
Yeah, so like that's what I'm gathering from this plan is if Archie's going to be in the van, he wants the van moving. And then Dom's got the big fucking hammer and David is just going to be in the circle hoping to God that nobody comes and attacks him.
I thought the circle was on top of the van.
The circle needs to be a stationary location on the ground. You guys realize as you approach Columbus and you see like the signs of the festival, in the last couple of years, they've cleared out the forest out just outside the city limits. And the amphitheater where they're holding it is constructed on the land where Delson died.
That's just disrespectful.
The mayor is literally the devil.
How do they not have serious flooding?
Why is there going to be serious flooding in like a clearing that they've built infrastructure on top of?
Yeah, because there was a bunch of trees, and then they got rid of the trees, and now there's nowhere for the water and or dirt or whatever. Like, it's bad when you remove all the trees.
Oh, no, they didn't remove all the trees, just enough to make an amphitheater. But they took an existing clearing, made it slightly bigger. And, like, paved the dirt road on it into a road. I mostly just wanted this for thematic purposes to be the site of the last conflict in this town. So don't overthink it. As I'll say, knowing that it's in that area, you can take the side roads to avoid cutting through the town so they don't see you. Each of you tell me what you do to prepare, because once the big magic starts, you're going to attract all the devil's people.
I'm going to take David, and I'm going to get us in position. And I'm going to kneel down and put my hands on his shoulders and I'm going to go, okay, buddy, you remember what the plan is?
Yeah, I sing the song and we make the ground bad for them, not us. And then it's gonna rain or something.
I consummated some ground in my day.
As long as you do the song. You got it. You got the main gist.
Can it please be a different song?
Nope. It absolutely cannot be a different song.
Sorry, kiddo. Granddad says no.
Oh, man.
He, like, pops up from behind, like, a stack of sandbags that he's setting this thing up behind.
Okay. It's embarrassing. But if it lets us, if it gets Dad back.
Right. We're gonna do that. No matter what.
Yeah, because you know what? The devil messed with the Van Helmont family first. I feel like I'm gonna keep this rock, and we gonna kick the devil's ass. And then we'll be fine. And we'll get Dad out of hell. Same way we got Archie out of every prison known to man.
Every single one of
all
them.
All nine versus kiddo!
Yes, Grandpa.
I'm gonna be right here with you. I'm gonna make sure nothing happens to you, okay?
You got this, kiddo.
Puts
you
out,
got
like,
it.
Raises up like a fist out for you to hit. Like, D&D?
D&D. We fist bump.
Explodes.
Alright, so you two are setting up. You draw the circle. When you're ready, you just have to wait for the beginning of a song by the band, and then David starts chanting. Because basically the circle's made of the aioli, and like the symbols are carved from the aioli. It's like a whole thing. So, but the magic doesn't start until the chant starts. So that's where you two are. Defensive position around David. Where is the RV in relation to the circle?
I would say maybe like 100 to 200 feet just off in one direction. And ready to like floor it and start doing loops.
Steph always plays a pilot character. It's weird.
I am so down to drive for this because I have plus so much to driving.
And then Archie will just be unloading into werewolves as they come. I guess any other mortal, because, I mean, the silver bullets do also kill regular people, too.
Right, so everyone's ready?
Let's do it.
The band at the Fire Festival starts playing, and it's this, like, they were actually, you realize it's kind of like a cover band. They're kind of, like, okay, like, reasonable facsimile of a good band. You recognize, like, this, like, heavy metal kind of, like, guitar strum thing. It's, like, very reminiscent of, like, is that Guns N' Roses? And the clouds start forming, and you realize that it's becoming unnaturally dark here as you start the chant. And you also realize the moon is out in daylight, but because of how dark it is, it looks like night, and it is the night of the full moon.
Here we go.
And as the opening guitar riff goes, and they go into the heavy part of the song. Dom, tell me, as you're under the light of the full moon, what is your effect of your werewolf curse?
That is a good question. Is there something like mechanical that I have?
When you cashed in your lunk last time, you said that you were going to be struggling with your hunger. I don't know if that was the thing we mechanically added. What was the actual mechanical thing you selected?
It doesn't look like I picked anything.
I say that is the mechanical thing. Is you struggle with a thing, like. In the context of what you used the luck on.
We already agreed last time, it's just like you feel more hunger is what you did using your luck last time. So yeah, okay. You feel like a bloodlust that like stronger than you're used to as the full moon shines on you and you reflexively start shifting into your werewolf form. The hair grows, the teeth sharpen, the claws sharpen. And you take on the kind of like half man, half wolf werewolf form you have as opposed to the full wolf forms a full-blooded werewolf has.
Okay.
And you see in the distance many, many people approaching that are fully clothed, but like they're starting to tear their clothes open because they are changing into werewolves. And you recognize amongst them the Sheriff Barkley that you met a few years ago.
Hmm.
Almost like his name was a fucking dog pun.
Oh, damn it.
I thought it was like a barking orders type.
It works on multiple levels, yes.
Because he's a...
I just thought it was his
oh
name.
Oh my god.
But I forgot it. I'm playing with you, Paul.
You also see the telltale signs of large creatures in the air. You see these humanoid creatures with giant bat wings flying around. They look like demons. You count about 10 of them. And the 100 strong werewolves you faced before. The big magic has started. And there's thunder and a clap. The devil's not here yet, but you get the impression she's coming soon. What do you do?
I get ready to fight some werewolves and shit. I gotta protect David while he does the thing.
Alright, so the werewolves finish transforming and they rush at you. You're waiting for them to get in melee range. What do Archie and Eddie do?
We stick to the plan.
The plan is guns.
Alright, well, spice it up for the audience. Give me some narratively exciting description of Eddie Tokyo drifting while you guys shoot shit.
So you see these folks transforming in the distance, you know, it's a bit like Captain America about to go fight all of the purple guys' dudes, and he's just like, okay, I guess I gotta fight all these dudes. And then there's just, you know, driving in front of him between him and the horde of oncoming demons and werewolves is this RV, just Tokyo drifting, the doors fly open, and there's Archie about to have the time of his life. And I'm also, while Tokyo drifting, just gonna stick my little assault rifle out and just fire into the crowd of monsters. There's probably cool music in the background, too.
There's we're in the everywhere. Band. We have cool music playing.
Yes, there's cool music because you're arranging your music festival.
Like, Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Another One
is
Bites
blaring.
The Dust or something. It's like a cover.
Well, no, they're playing Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses, but I'll put something more copyright appropriate in the background. Alright, so that was Eddie. Eddie, are you more focused on driving and providing cover fire with your assault rifle, or are you actively trying to take out werewolves and less focused on driving? What is the thing you'd rather roll
driving for? So that I can get Archie where he needs to be.
Okay, yeah, so roll plus cool to act under pressure. I think your driver fee has something related to cars, so I think you get the plus one moving forward with it while you're driving.
Yes, I have like a permanent plus one.
All right, so go ahead and roll, and we'll add plus one to your result.
Are you kidding?
What the
fuck? You rolled two ones. Oh,
there,
my
that's
God.
An actual failure. Yeah, so you roll two ones. You have a hard move. You start Tokyo drifting. Yeah, no, the van gets stuck in the mud. Your tires are just spinning, and Archie's facing the wrong fucking direction.
How did this happen? I have a driver feat. I've done nothing this entire time.
you positioned Archie's... assault rifle, which was mounted to face the, like, be able to rotate a little bit, but mostly facing front and side. The back of the van is facing the werewolves, and Archie's facing the wrong fucking direction. Archie, what do you do with that? Also, mark experience stuff.
Can I give it to the family?
You absolutely can.
Don't we also have Dom's motorcycle on the back?
I mean, you guys all have a bunch of vehicles. Do you want to have a motorcycle nest? Russian doll inside of it that Grandpa Archie can mount the assault rifle on if he takes a minute to do it?
Yeah.
Archie, would you like to try using a roll to mount the assault rifle on the back of a motorcycle and just start driving around on that shooting werewolves?
Archie is many things. He is not strong, right?
That's fair.
It took him a minute to get this set up because, I mean, it's a freaking machine gun, right? Like a mounted minigun. That is designed to pump out hundreds of rounds a second. He was prepared for this, but not for this situation, right? Like, I think if we're facing the wrong way, that means Archie is facing towards the circle, correct?
Yes.
Okay. With that knowledge, Archie is going to take his time, and the goal had been for the werewolves for him to thin out the werewolves before they got here. Now, because we were, like I said, about 100 to 200 feet out, Archie is going to be firing as they run towards the circle and also trying to get the flying demons in the sky as well. Which means he's going to wait a minute because he doesn't have a shot until they get here, right?
All
right,
I like that. So while you're waiting for the werewolves to get in the position you want, like, the demons are kind of, like, flying around.
Yeah, I do have shots at them. Like, it's a minigun. It's not meant to be super accurate. It's meant, like, quantity over quality, right? It is just a barrage of just shit. And, like, fuck that direction in general is how these things work, right? So, not even plan. It's probably not going to kill a demon. It's silver bullets, which was meant for werewolves, but also here we are.
That being said, would you like to provide cover fire, which is going to moderately inconvenience the werewolves and demons, which is act under pressure, or are you going to actively try killing something as it kicks some ass?
I think in this situation it's going to be covering fire.
Alright, then roll plus cool, and I think that because you have act under pressure, it's actually plus sharp, is what I think your feature was. Is you're just trying to deter them and buy David more time. That's a fail.
Wow.
That's a five.
What is happening?
Yeesh.
Can I help?
Roll to try and help by getting the van out of the mud so Archie has a better position. And I'll go ahead and say that I'll just let Archie re-roll if you can get
and
the van
cool,
out.
And that's cool, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, with a 10, you successfully get the van out of the mud. It is now positioned the way Archie wants. Archie, go ahead and roll your... if you want to kick some ass on the werewolves instead, now that you have a better chance of giving them a killing shot, you can do that, or you can act under pressure again, whichever you think is more
appropriate. Yeah, so, like, Eddie gets stuck in the mud, just, shit, fuck, goddamn, throws the nitro in, and you just see this...
Forgot about that.
It blows all the mud back, basically, until we hit the rock, and it's like, and off we go.
Okay, so I have a question, because I've already gotten an experience for failing hard enough.
You still get to keep the experience. I'm just, like, basically, Eddie's helping you by giving you a second chance.
Yeah, no, I have a question about that experience, though, because is it one experience per session for failing really hard?
It's one experience per session. You can get to the team playbook. You can just keep going for you. Yep, so mark your experience from last time, Archie, and then go ahead and either roll to kick some ass if you're trying to kill some werewolves, or roll to act under pressure.
I want to act under pressure. I'm going to try again for this thing.
There we go. Mixed success. And that's an 8. Yep, so the mixed success, you're gonna get a worse outcome, a price to pay, or a hard choice. I'm going to go ahead and say you will be able to deter some werewolves, which is kind of a worse outcome. I'm going to say that you can't deter them very well, because if you wait too long, you risk shooting Dom, who's weak to silver. So anyone you miss, you can't go, oh yeah, let me chase you down with the gun. So you can do a better job thinning them out if you're willing to risk hitting Dom, is the hard.
How would that work mechanically?
What that worked mechanically is I'd have you roll to kick some ass, and if you land the hit, you will inflict the harm on Dom in addition to killing a bunch of werewolves.
How much harm do these bullets do?
The silver bullets are going to ignore your armor because it's your weakness. But the Gatling gun is probably a 3-harm weapon.
Okay. I am going to... we lost... Mentally, what I'm imagining this is, we were supposed to have, a good amount of time to just spray into them and slow them down. Because we had this hiccup, we lost that time advantage. So, I'm still just going to slow them down as much as I can. I'm not going to risk hitting Dom.
Okay. Yeah, so you're thinning it out. Now they're getting to Dom, instead of getting there, 10 at a time, it's, 7 at a time. I will say, because Eddie was also shooting the assault rifle vaguely in the same direction, 6 of them. David, what are you doing? Are you doing anything to help besides chanting? What is your participation in this? Do you have any moves relevant you can do while doing your big match?
No, but my hands are free, right?
You're technically doing the baby sharp chonking thing, but...
Right, that involves the mouth. Are my hands free, or are they involved in the ritual?
Your arms are, your hands aren't. So yeah, you could theoretically, as long as you keep singing, stop doing the motion, do something with your hands really quick.
Yeah, so I think during this entire song, he's got the slingshot in one hand and the pouch of pellets on his hip. And literally every time there is a break in the somatic part of this, he just picks a single bullet or single marble and shoots it at somebody.
All right, I like that, because as my memory serves from Baby Shark song, basically there's a 2-second pause between verses.
Yeah, you get one or two beats in between.
So I'll say you can rapidly fire 2-3 shots up. Yeah, so you have just enough beats to fire a single shot every time you finish the verse. Yeah, so go ahead and are you trying to? Just deter a werewolf. Technically, because this is a silver weapon, you could kill a werewolf.
Oh no, I'm going. Harm. What do you want? David's going for headshots. Actually, no. Wait
Fortnite
a minute.
Gamer.
All right, roll and kick some ass.
Dom is fighting near me, right?
Yes.
Dom, have you already done your thing?
No.
They're still closing in on Dom. You guys aren't.
Then here's what I'm going to do.
In them yet.
I'm going to use this because they're marbles out of a slingshot. They're not going to penetrate. Like even if it like gives a little burn, they're not going to like penetrate skin. You know.
I'm going to treat it just like a silver bullet mechanically, just so you know.
Oh, okay. I was going to use the power of heart, and,
okay,
and
what's
consider
the
it. The power of heart. When fighting a monster, if you help someone, you don't roll cool. You automatically help as though you rolled a 10+.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll say you're providing cover fire, basically. That's your help action, is firing a shot into the werewolves.
Yeah. So, basically, we're playing with the mechanics a little bit because this is supposed to happen after somebody does a thing. Whatever. Yeah. Basically, somebody gets a +1 forward to fight the werewolves. Probably Dom.
All right, I like that. So, Dom, you have 6 werewolves coming at you.
Okay.
I'm just treating them as a horde. You're not going to take 6 attacks. So just go ahead and I assume you're just going to swing that sledgehammer.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep, so roll, kick some ass, and describe how you sledgehammer these wave of werewolves.
Well, hopefully, I get that +1 forward.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I got a
plus
14.
Weird for you, I believe. Oh, 14. That's amazing. Oh, yeah, so that's great. So, Roland kicks some ass on a 10+. You get to inflict harm based on your weapons thing, and you get harm back. Choose an extra effect. You gain the advantage, take +1 forward, or give it to another hunter. You inflict terrible harm, which is
right.
+1, which seems excessive with your +5 weapon. You suffer less harm, or you force them where you want them.
I'm going to force them where I want them, and where I want them is in between me and Archie.
Alright, yeah, so I say you get a couple of them back off, and you like clobber 2 of them just like, oh, they're gone. One of them does land a scratch on you for 4 harm before your armor
effects. Okay.
Like, but you have like 2 armor, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, you clobber them for 5. It's like, hopefully you're fighting an entire wave.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what, let's do
that. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's only one net harm. Yeah, no, you take three harm
okay,
before
so
your
I
armor
take,
is what I'm going to say you take.
So I take
the
1.
Werewolves that do get to you.
Okay. Yeah, I take the weapon, if it can be called that, off my back. But it can definitely be called that. And I just, with all of my strength, just sweep. In a just as fast as humanly possible, just a huge arc in front of me, just smash as many of them as I can.
Yeah, so you smash them back, and the ones that back up away from you, that survive the attack, get caught in Archie's wave of bullets, and so that's one wave of werewolves dealt with. Like basically, like they're coming 10 at a time. Depending on how everyone does, there will be less of them for you to clobber back. However, as the first verse of the Baby Shark song ends, you hear there's a big thunderclap, and about 10 feet to your right appears the woman you recognize as Lucy from the picture at the ice cream parlor. I really wanted to settle this peacefully. You left me no choice.
Who is she appearing in front of?
You.
Oh.
Yeah, no, she's like 10 feet from Dave and Dom.
You chose this. You fucked with us first.
That's true for your perspective, maybe. The Van Helmans family has been at war with Hell and its minions for most of your family's legacy. They brought the fight to us first. I offered them the same deal, Archie's grandfather, that I offered you today. To just end the prophecy. And to walk away. We were causing no one any harm. I sought retribution for the followers I lost at your family's hands. I didn't think you could be negotiated with. But then I saw Edward wasn't part of the prophecy, and I thought, maybe, just maybe, this family of Van Helmans is different than the ones I dealt with 100 years ago.
What can I say? Runs in the family.
And you actually see, of all things, the clouds part and a single beam of sunlight shines down right behind you, Dom, and you hear the flap of a wing. It's like, you know, I didn't feel quite right leaving you all to deal with this. I was being an asshole, but let me make it up to you. Let me help you guys and the devil. And Dante's standing behind you and clasps your hand on your shoulder.
I'm sorry I kicked you out of the house. I was mad. Can we kill the devil now?
Yeah, let's go for it. I was mad and I said things I shouldn't have said. When I get a chance to, I'll apologize to Eddie too. I tell you what, do you want the devil and I take the werewolves?
Well, I do have like the devil killing weapon, I guess. Can you handle the werewolves?
Dante pulls out a silver trident. Like, my weapon can also kill the devil, but yeah, I can handle
it. We'll play it by ear.
Dante's basically going to just deal with the werewolves that Archie and Eddie can't keep at bay. Second verse of the Baby Shark song. Eddie, roll the Tokyo Drifter. Action under pressure.
Also cool.
Yeah, that's still cool.
That's really cool.
Oh, dude, I am in my element. Can I run over some of the werewolves?
Absolutely. You moderately inconvenience the werewolves. And Archie gets up nice and close and personally gets a bunch of them while you're doing that. Then you power slide and put yourself in between Archie and the werewolf in such a way where Archie has a clean shot of a wave of them. Archie, for like this round, before the van finishes power sliding, you're going to have a +1 moving forward to Gatling gun the werewolves as you just kind of slide across their line and get a bunch of shots in. So go ahead, and there's your act under pressure. So as a 9 with your +1, and this you manually inserted it.
I did. It's just an 8.
Okay, it's an 8. So 8's a missed success. So you have the problem, like, so Eddie did a nice clean power slide, but you're getting like a lot of mud and stuff. There's a bunch of dirt and crap getting jammed up in your gears. You're going to have to like stop and maintain this weapon soon if you don't do something about all that mud from the power slide getting kicked up into your gears. It's starting to get gummed up. But you're right, that's like your hard choice. You can either take a round off of shooting to maintain the gun, or you can deal with an entire wave of werewolves and the gun is going to be incapacitated.
How much more Baby Shark do we have?
There are 9 verses in the Baby Shark song, as you all pointed out. I was just going
to
do 3.
You did this to us, Kenny. You did this to us.
Sing faster.
Baby Shark. David, pick up the tempo.
All right, you guys power slide back out of the range of the werewolves. David, roll plus weird to see how you're doing on the big magic.
I love that we're having the mundane do the big magic.
Right?
I forgot that this was the thing that was coming down to rolls. Hey!
Oh, hey, a 9, a missed success. So, the big thing is it takes a lot of time and a lot of other things. So, basically, okay. Mixed success, it's going fine. Yeah, I will go ahead and say with the mixed success, you see, like, clouds, like, there's a drizzle starting to fall. And you see, as the werewolves and demons are being hit by the drizzle, little bits of steam coming off of them.
All right.
Some of the magic's getting there. You get the impression with a 10+, it might have been a little bit more magical. The demons are looking very uncomfortable. The devil doesn't seem bothered, actually. And you realize the devil's an angel. They probably aren't going to be repelled by things that repel occult creatures. But the monsters will be. All right, Dom. The devil walks up to you. Cool as a cucumber. They have their arms behind their back at the moment.
I bring the weapon down on them, I guess. If you're not going to come up to me and be guarded in any way.
All right. Go ahead and roll with a +1 moving forward to kick some ass on the devil.
12.
All right, 12. So you get to choose one additional effect in addition to dealing harm. The devil is going to hit you for 4 harm before your armor, because she does hit harder than a werewolf does. And so you get to either take 1 less harm, inflict 1 additional harm, get +1 forward to yourself or another hunter, or force the devil where you want them.
I'm going to do, because this thing does 5 harm.
Yes.
I'm going to do terrible harm.
So 6 harm.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, if the devil didn't have magic keeping their body in place, you'd be knocking like arms and legs off. Like, this thing is messy because it smashes things to a pulp. Yeah, like, you know, the blade clips right into the devil's arm, and she looks mildly annoyed. And she reaches from behind her back and pulls out of her angel hammer space a trident. And this really looks more like a pitchfork to you, actually. And just jams it in your stomach. That's how she inflicts the 4 harm. It's the same harm. Okay. I'm just dressing it up for you.
But I reduced 2 of that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm okay for now.
And she's like, ow, that hurt. That was your father's hammer, right?
Sure was.
You guys don't want to see him again that badly, huh?
Oh, don't you worry about that. Once we're done here, you'll be seeing us pretty soon.
All right, then. And she actually, you watch as her human facade starts to peel back. The skin turns red, the horns, the whole thing.
She's molting!
In double form now. Yeah, her, like, human hair is falling out, and now there's just, like, a bald head with slick back, a little bit of slick back hair for texture, but it's kind of like a buzz cut kind of deal. And the devil horns and red skin and the cloved hoof feet. It's just a little bit at a time, the human facade is falling apart. Archie, you're maintaining the gun. Eddie, what are you doing to keep you and Archie safe while the van is relatively defenseless?
I also have gun, and the van does have nitro, which means flames are coming out of the back, and I can run stuff over.
Nitro boosts are usually short boosts. You wasted your nitro to get out of the mud.
Fair enough.
That's true.
I have an assault rifle and a very large RV that I can run people over with.
Roll to act under pressure as you run the RV over the werewolves while Archie's maintaining his gun.
Okay, and I get one for driving?
Yes.
I am so good at driving. I am just running these motherfuckers over.
The 10, you ace this? Yep. Yeah, you just plow through them, and in such a way where Archie's not exposed to them because you chose to, while Archie's defenseless, run over them. So Archie's fine.
Hey, folks. We just want to take a break from the action to let you know how you can support the show. As a part of Bard Rock Network, you can support us through a number of our affiliate programs, where a portion of your order goes to support the network. Everyone loves dice, right? FanRoll Dice make dice of all shapes and sizes, as well as accessories like trays, bags, and towers. Or maybe you want to take better campaign notes. Just check out Minva RPG and look at their assortment of campaign journals and tools. Finally, you can level up your game night with tea or coffee from Many Worlds Tavern. In addition to delicious tea and coffee, they have stickers, tokens for your favorite trading card games, and playmats. Qualifying orders even come with free dice. All those affiliate links can be found in the show notes, and you just need to use Bard Rock Cafe at checkout to save your order.
Are you besought and beleaguered by beguiling bouts of brain boredom? Do you find yourself fatigued and forlorn by frequently found fantasies and fables? Is every evening endangered by an endless era of ear ennui? If so, my friend, I, the good Dr. Winston Thoreau, have just the prescription for you. Perhaps the perfect podcast will placate your pernicious pococurrentism. Try my new show, Blades in Paradise. Welcome, good friends, to Paradise, Washington, where my employees, the misguided miscreants of the Express Service Parcel Network, conspire to commit copious cunning crimes amidst the Pope's apocalyptic wastelands surrounding Mount Rainier, Washington. Blades in Paradise, where our astounding and amusing antics are matched only by the drama and danger of our duplicitous daring deeds. Be forewarned, good friend, if you aren't careful, these lovable larcenists will steal your heart. And your wallet. Blades in Paradise. Available wherever and whenever podcasts can be found.
David is going to... Red's wrapping up another round of the Baby Shark song. Doubling the tempo. So roll plus weird again. Three. David, you stumble for just a moment as you do the Baby Shark song. You don't. The ritual's not ruined, but you realize you need to start that verse over. And you hear a thump of big hooked feet land outside the circle. One of the winged demons has come and land down and is about to try to interrupt the ritual on you. So I'm providing a hard choice to Dom. Dom can either continue fighting the devil or go stop the demon that's about to go after David.
Okay, I'm going to turn to the devil and I'm going to say, excuse me a moment. And I'm going to move over to David.
Excuse me, time out. My brother's in danger.
Yeah, time out real quick.
I got this, and Dante just jumps right back into the fray with the devil. I'll keep the devil busy. You go protect your brother.
Okay.
I think Dad and Eddie have the werewolves under control at the moment.
All right.
Roll to kick some ass on the demon that's attacking David. David's going to take the harm if you roll bad.
As long as I don't roll two ones, I at least get a mixed success, I think. Do I have a plus one to this?
David is offering you the help action every round, so...
Nine.
Mixed success, yep. So you're just going to do harm to each other. I'm going to give you the choice here. This thing will inflict 3 harm before armor. Are you taking it, or is David taking it? I'll give you the option. I'll let you two decide who's taking it.
I mean, I have to. You know, narratively, okay. I'm the one that's supposed to be protecting him. Unless there is some other...
Yeah, but with your plus... With your 5 harm, you
smash
the thing's head off.
So that is before down. Armor, the 3 harm?
Yes.
Okay, so I take 1, and I am now unstable.
Yeah, the thing clawed at the... At the gut wound the devil put in with the pitchfork is now that's why you're unstable.
The last time we leveled up, I took a move from the wronged playbook, Berserk. No matter how much harm you take, you can always keep going until the current fight is over. During a fight, the keeper may not use harm moves on you, and you cannot die. Well, that seems silly. When the fight ends, all harm takes effect as normal. So I am unstable, but I'm still going.
You're just a little unsteady. All right, Archie, the gun is now clean and free of mud, and you jerry-rig some of the shit around your RV in such a way where it'll protect it from being hit by more mud. And Eddie's still Tokyo drifting. And that's all Eddie did last round. We're going to let Eddie's success ride. 12, you do a great job. The werewolves are actually between the cover fire from Eddie running them over, and you just blatantly out with a 12. The next wave of werewolves is just completely deterred.
You got this, Grandpa.
Just because I stopped firing, you didn't have to clump up for me. You gonna treat me like this? Ooh!
The devil and Dante are just clashing pitchfork and trident over and over again in the weirdest duel you've ever seen, because neither of them is really meant to be a dueling weapon.
Weird trident fight.
Weird trident fight. Weird trident fight.
Exactly. And you actually can feel like waves flickering through the ground as the holy magic of both weapons just ricochets off each other and sends this like wave through the air. It's like that feeling when you open an oven, but with radiant energy every time their weapons clash. More demons land from the air to deal with Dom and David. David, roll plus weird.
You know, if you have me restart this verse every time.
No, it was just like you stumbled for that one. A mixed success. How you do it? You're not picking up the tempo the way everyone wants.
David
to.
Does have a 50% chance of failing these rolls.
But with mixed success, the rain gets a little heavier. Everyone but the devil seems a little inconvenienced by it. But now there are 2 demons flanking you and Dom.
I think at this point, David has gone from singing to like just yelling the lyrics, because louder is power.
Sure. All right, so Dom, you got these 2 demons, one to your left, one to your right.
I kill them. I do it. I'm going to do it.
All right, so you do a big hurricane swing to try and get them both. Roll kick some ass to try and demolish both of
them.
How's
a 14?
Demons. 14 is great. You clobber them, and I want to roll dice. I'm going to roll a d4 to see how much harm you do. It's more exciting than just clobbering you for 2 over and over again.
Oh, okay,
you deal
cool.
1 harm. You take nothing. Yeah, you deal with both of them, no problem, because your weapon does 5 fucking harm. And you do get an extra effect, because you rolled a 14. So you can get an advantage, you can inflict terrible harm, which, again, you basically dealt with them, whatever. You can suffer less harm, which is going to matter here, or you can... I will say, if you force them where you want them, you get positioned to deal with the next wave of demons, if you want. Or you just take advantage plus 1 moving forward. Those are the 2 relevant moves here, really.
I'll gain the advantage.
All right, so you have plus 1 to the next round.
Can I give plus 1 forward to David for the magic rolls?
You can.
I think I'll do that. So, Dom, does this huge, just like almost like a baseball bat swing of the weapon, and turns back to David and goes, "You got it, buddy. Just keep it up." Just bleeding profusely.
David cannot respond because he has to say the words in the correct order.
You can make a thumbs up in between clapping things.
It is also okay to not respond.
Anyway, you watch as Dante starts losing ground on the devil, and the devil just bitch slaps him with the handle of the pitchfork, and he goes tumbling in the dirt, and a bunch of werewolves dog pile on him. Archie and Eddie, you're up. Eddie, go ahead and... first of all, do you change your plan, or are you just Tokyo drifting some more?
Can I run over the devil?
I mean, you can certainly try.
I'm going to let Steph do her thing, because I'm just along for the ride. So that will change what I do.
I'm going to say running over the devil, because you were going after a single target, is rolling to kick some ass. You're not just like going into a bunch of things where you probably won't miss.
You know what? I'm going to keep doing what we're doing and dealing with the werewolves, but I'm going to use my imp stone and tell Dot to trip the devil.
Hey, Dot pops up. What do you want, Phyllis?
Stiletti, go trip your old boss.
Give me, he's the fucking devil. I'm not gonna fight the devil.
No, you're not gonna fight him. You're gonna trip him.
Roll to manipulate someone to convince Dot to go pick a fight with the motherfucking devil.
Well, I have the grifter feat, so when I'm about to manipulate someone, I can ask the keeper, what will convince this person to do what I want?
Freedom. Promise me my freedom, and I will go fight the devil.
Deal.
All right, Dot goes, and roll to act under pressure for Dot, I guess, because I'm not going to have you want to succeed at tripping the devil because you told your buddy to do it. A 7. Dot does trip the devil. The devil impales Dot with the pitchfork, and Dot is dismissed.
I'm going to yell out the window, you fucking bastard!
Third, maybe fourth familiar you've sacrificed in my role-playing career with you.
I'm not good at keeping them alive, okay?
This is Tim Can all over again.
It's Tim Can all over again.
They're meant for disposability.
No. Don't say that.
Wait, that means the imp stone's empty. We can put the devil in it.
I wish that was how that worked. That'd be so funny.
I wish that was how that works. But it's empty. We can put something in it.
No. It has the ability to create demons. You just lost the demon that was bound to it.
Empty.
Yeah, no, that's not how that works. You cannot just trap the devil in your devil rock. That would require preparing a ritual you have not prepared, because you'd have to research it and figure it out, and like a whole bunch of other things. You can't just turn the baby shark chant into, we're going to trap the devil in a rock.
Okay, but what if we
use magic to do that?
Sounds
like a problem for DG when we go to the hell.
Go to the hell.
As opposed to a different hell.
The one hells.
The devil is tripped, so they are incapacitated at the moment, but no one's on the devil. So yeah, with a mixed success, like, you still get a decent number of werewolves. Archie's set up to, like, mow more down. Archie, go ahead and roll your act under pressure to mow down more werewolves. An 11. Yeah, no, Archie just obliterates them. You do exactly what you set out to do. You guys are rolling hot during the actual combat. This is going great for you.
Yeah. I'm just like, I must have slowed down to talk to Dot and try and convince them to trip the devil. And so Archie got some really good slow, not too much G-force aiming in there.
All right, David, go ahead and roll plus weird with your plus one to try and wrap up this ritual. Failure. Yep, so go ahead and mark your experience.
Wait, did you add the plus one that I gave you? That wouldn't matter.
And that's only bumps it to a 6.
Yep.
You can roll to help, because that was plus one moving forward from your attack. If you think there's a way you can help, go ahead and roll to help out, and you can get to a 7, which is a missing success.
I have an idea.
Dom.
Can I blast the baby shark music from the RV to help?
You know what? Sure. You're scrolling through while you're handling a machine gun and running over werewolves. You just reach out your third arm to go ahead and mess with your playlist and put on the baby shark song that you played with David sometimes.
Hey now, sometimes you can just go, hey Siri, play baby shark.
All right, sure. Go ahead and roll to help out to see if that helps.
Let's go! It's a 12.
A 12, yep, there you go. That is a 7 total. And so what happens is the rain starts falling down much heavier, but not before the devil and Dante both get to their feet at the same time. And the devil seems to just disappear in a puff, and you hear a flurry of wings. And Dante looks very concerned as he hears that flap of wings appear behind him. And the devil says,
Omuena motion deru, motherfucker.
Dante literally goes, what? And the devil impales him with the pitchfork and disappears with another flap of his wings. And Dante and the devil have left the battle.
Yep.
But you finish the ritual, and the rain is now falling down hard. And demons are screeching in pain as they're being burned. And they also just puff out. The werewolves start reverting to their human forms, and a bunch, like, they cannot turn on the hollowed ground, so they just are laying there in the rain as humans. You also, Dom, feel your curse reverting, because while it won't cure you of werewolfism like it's curing them, it will revert you back to your human form. And you actually feel the wound in your gut start closing, because the magic of the rain is healing you, because the rains have been blessed here in London. You are now stable and remove one harm.
I'm still very hurt.
And the town is now incapable of being affected by occult creatures. They cannot enter the greater city limits of London, Ohio.
Forever or for temporarily?
It's hallowed ground. It is considered a holy site for occult creatures. They cannot willingly enter. And the rain also cures cursed creatures of their curses if they are natural born cursed creatures. So werewolves will turn into ordinary ass humans. Vampires will just straight up die if they're caught in the rain in this area. Yeah, all it can do is suppress your curse. But yeah, that is it. You have blessed the rains. Ohio is safe, or at least London, Ohio is. What do you do?
Fall over.
I think I'm going to drive the RV over.
Collapse. Like, arms stretched out, looking up into the sky. The rain just comes straight down over everything. This was David's first magic.
I'm gonna drive up with the RV and out of there. I'm gonna shout, "Good job, David! You did your first magic!"
Very shaky Attaboy. Thumbs up before it slams back onto the
ground. Hey, Grandpa, how do we fix up Dom? He looks kind of fucked up.
Grandpa Archie has been firing a minigun almost nonstop for close to 3 minutes. He can't hear shit.
He was already partially deaf.
He already couldn't hear shit.
Right. What?
Hang on, let me see if we've got a first aid kit in here.
You do, because there's an infirmary on the van.
Right. I'm getting that. I'm going to go over to my bro. I'm going to be like, "Dom."
Yeah.
I think we got the bad juju out of this place. And in a little bit, we're going to get Dad back. And you look like a total badass, by the way.
I did it. Oh, I did it. I saved him. I kept him safe. I did it for real this time.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my fucking stomach hurts so bad.
Don't worry, man. I'll make you some sick-ass grilled cheese when we get back. The kind with the fresh, like, roasted garlic. Yeah.
I need a hospital.
I think we can get to Columbus, get you to a good old-fashioned hospital, or if they have one here.
Actually, should I go to a hospital? I'm a werewolf.
You actually don't need a hospital because the rain is healing you by one harm every, like,
oh, hang on.
45 to 60 seconds.
I have a feature for this. I can heal myself. I forgot about this. When you've taken harm, you can heal yourself. Roll plus cool. On a 10 plus, heal 2 harm and stabilize. On a 7 to 9, heal 1. On a miss, your injuries worsen. It's a little late for that now, but I could have done that earlier.
Hey, you have it for next time.
I just do it now and I miss and I die.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, actually, okay. Go ahead and roll now and see how you do.
Because this is plus cool, and that's not a good stat for me. It's an 8. I heal 1.
Yeah, so you are clenching on the ground, and you're so focused on healing. The mist successes you, while you're focused on healing, you don't realize one of the demons made off with your magic hammer. Because I'm not giving that
to you. They can lift that thing?
They're fucking strong.
Okay.
They took it away, because I'm not giving it to the new keeper for you to have to torment them with.
We will get that back eventually.
So Hell now has the chosen sledgehammer.
We're getting it back when we get back, Dad.
Oh my god. Can we go break Delson out of Hell, and in the heist, he gets his hammer back?
That was the plan.
That's what I'm hoping.
Possibly. I'll go ahead and say, once you all gather yourselves and get a chance to return to one of your other compounds where you have things, doing research, you realize that portal to Hell can only be opened on a blood moon.
Hey, yeah, while we were driving there, can I look at Dom and be like, Was that our uncle that just popped up halfway through it?
Yeah, that was Dante. For what it's worth, he did say he was sorry. It's a little hollow after the fact.
I mean, he did kick the devil's ass a little bit while we were in the middle of stuff.
It was very cool.
Yeah. Are we gonna have to break him out of the Hell too?
It seems like it. I don't know where they went, but can't be good.
We'll kick their ass.
I will go ahead and say that you know, based on research that Archie's really good at doing while he's in the back of the van while you guys are driving, the Blood Moon is in a few months, so it's going to be a few months before you can go the trip to Hell, i.e., that's going to be when Justin runs the campaign, and when he feels like taking you to hell, yay, he'll let you do so.
Yay.
And Dom got a hell of a hit in.
Yeah, I did.
That was
yeah,
so good.
That was so cool.
I only did 6 harms. Not enough, apparently.
No, you don't understand. The boss monsters in Monster of the Week actually have like 20+ HP.
Yeah. Because Monster of the Week is not a game where we're supposed to be cool badasses fighting
hordes. That's expressly like, that's why how you did I don't magic.
Because we can be all
you guys technically didn't kill most of those werewolves. Like, you're not supposed to 1v1 the monsters, like the big monsters. Like, the minions and the small monsters, yeah, once in a while. But, like, the big boss is not supposed to be someone you can be like, oh yeah, 6 harm, you're dead.
Yeah, you're supposed to, like, go into stuff with plans and, like, use trickery to wear people down or
trickery. We're the Van Helmets.
Advantages
fuck
before
that.
You even begin to fight. Right. Again, we're not we're making this game anime as shit. It's fun.
Yeah, I know. All right, so is the end of the session. You guys will deal with the things later. So, end of the session, the keeper's going to ask the following questions.
Yes.
Did we conclude the current mystery? I would say so. Did we save someone from certain death or worse? You saved the entire town.
And each other. Yeah.
You saved me.
And David, yep. David was in the maximum amount of danger I could put him in today. Did we learn something new and important
about
the world?
Yeah, we learned that the devil has made this deal a couple of times.
Well, they've offered this deal. You also learned that Delson is being imprisoned in hell.
Actually, I think we learned something very important about our family. We have the authority to end the prophecy. It's not like a thing from on high. We can just say it doesn't exist anymore in a contract.
Technically, my logic for this is based on, so the Monster of the Week is based off of like your Buffy's and your X-Files and your Supernatural. In the show Angel, a spinoff of Buffy, Angel was able to sign away his role in the apocalypse in a contract to Wolfen and Hart because he, basically both parties on both sides of the contract can agree, no, there's no prophecy. So as long as you and the devil can agree and put it in a magically binding contract, yes, you can end it, but you can't just end it for yourselves. The devil has to also agree to end the prophecy.
Gotcha.
It needs to be a contract between all parties that are in the prophecy.
That means we need Delson's permission, too.
No, Delson's dead. He doesn't count. Death indicates your ability to enter into a contract. That's actually legally binding in pretty much all legal systems in the world. You can't enter into a contract after you're dead.
You can't enter into a contract when you're a minor either, but...
That's true. But you actually can if you have a parent or guardian co-sign the contract with you.
All right. So I'm hearing we've got 3 yeses so far.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Well, 3 yeses is what you need. The last one is, did we learn something new important about one of the hunters?
We also learned David is capable of big magic.
Anyone can technically do big magic because it's more of a ritual than a spell. Like, it doesn't involve channeling magic through you so much as it involves channeling magic to a focal point. Like, David can't, like, throw fireballs.
Right.
He can do mathematical magic, basically. Like, oh, I say words, I'm doing a formula. That's the kind of magic big magic is. It's different than regular magic.
Right, but if you remember back to episode either 1 or 0, whatever we did when we introduced these characters, it is explicitly written into David's description. David has no aptitude for anything spiritual or mystic as much of his family does, and we proved that wrong.
Yep, so go ahead, and because you marked 3 or more things, everyone gets 2 experience.
Cool.
All right, so that is the end of session. This is my last session as the Keeper. Next time, Justin Langston is going to be taking over as the Keeper. And I'm sure he has some delightful mysteries and monsters for all of our hunters.
Thank you for checking out our show. As a reminder, we are part of Bard Rock Network, who you can support by checking out our sponsor, Dragon Master Games. Support a local game store, get yourself some TTRPG essentials, and help the network produce more excellent content. It really makes a difference.
Our show and all the other shows on Bard Rock Network wouldn't be possible without the support of people like you on our Patreon and Ko-fi. That's why we like to thank supporters who pledge above a certain tier at the end of network productions. This month's top supporters are Sarah, Queen, Viralore, and Paul. Thank you all so much for supporting the network. If you want to get shoutouts and other rewards, pledge on our Patreon or Ko-fi today. Links in the show notes.